at the mission, you know, everyone was camped along. We were camped right up at the sand plain, up the top there. And when the car comes in on the bottom and come in like that, well, the bottom camp, they all they had a young fellow who was trained to whistle long and sharp for danger if there was a car coming in. And so a young fellow would give this long, sharp whistle, and it'd be carried on with every young fellow in the family too. And we'd get up to the camp where we were. And of course, all the kids used to run and hide.
Mm-hmm.
But because I was small, I was only 3 and a half. And my mum put me and dad put me in the Hessian bags. And the Hessian bags was the lining in the camp.
Yeah.
You know, my dad used to, when he was working for the farmers, at least they used to give him lots of bags. And it was good, the bags were good, because dad lined all the camp inside, the tins, with the Hessian bags. And in the winter time, mum used to sew the bags together as doonas for us.
Yeah.
And we used to sleep warm with them because we hardly had any blankets. And anyway, they came up there and they asked my mum and dad for me. And my mum and dad wouldn't even answer them. They asked them where I was. They said, we got the report on your daughter that she's fair and she shows intelligent and we'd like to see her.
Mm.
And my mum and dad said, no, we don't know where she is. And because I was down in the Hessian bags and, you know, there could have been spiders, but I'd rather face the spiders at that time than the welfare. And I was just down there very still. And you know, they'd come in. They'd came into the camp looking around for me, looking everywhere for me. But they couldn't see me. So they'd leave. But they came back again.
Mm.
They came back again and again. They kept